In Chicago, it has been an unusually hot and dry summer. Then something happened yesterday that hasn't happened for a long time. NPR's David Shaper sent this audio postcard on the event that had some people outside rejoicing.
It's been 2 months since we've heard this in Chicago. 2 months. Northern Illinois is in the midst of an extreme drought. Since the beginning of June, only a little more than an inch of rain has fallen. So when the skies darkened over the city early yesterday afternoon, office workers in high rises flocked to their windows. Those outside headed for cover, but then stopped and stared at the falling rain.
I love it. We needed it.
Retired Chicagoan John Anderson.
It's been hot here. There's been no rain, and we've needed it for a long time. It's almost like a miracle since we haven't had so much this summer. I noticed some of the trees, our leaves are falling, and it's kind of early for that.
Some Chicagoans even ventured out into the rain.
I ran out of the office to come down here and just be in it. My name is Margaret Meiser. I work for a living in a law firm, but I garden every day, every morning and every night. So I'm going to go home and sing with all my flowers. They're so happy now. The smell is the best because the earth comes alive again and you can smell everything and it dusts everything off, but it makes everything alive again and green. So that's what I miss the most.
Though the thunderstorm didn't last long, it did drop about 6/10 to an inch of rain on the city and suburbs. That's the heaviest rain in Chicago since May 19th, and in some northern suburbs, it was the most precipitation in one day since the heavy snows of January. But much more rain is desperately needed to revive brown lawns and withering crops and trees. Many farmers in northern Illinois already project corn and soybean crop losses of 30% to 70% because of this summer's drought. Forecasters predict a good chance for showers and thunderstorms to return over the next week. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.